Scandinavian bus driver. I forgot the crazy tape recorder. Command reset. Okay, human valves and that turbo power. One. Okay, two. Back to AC. Park. Director off. V-mags on cage. Okay, no hard overs. Go to SCS. And controller number two is armed. Okay, pitch one. Got it? Yaw 1. Yeah, we got it. Okay. Trim was about set there. Okay, yaw's 0.9. Pitch is about... Kazink, 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 kazink. Okay, we have the trim. Okay, give back the computer, returns to zero. THC clockwise, no mic to mic. Okay, pitch two. Got it? Yaw two. Got it? Aha! We have the trim, plus point. Out. And. Plus, plus, minus. Okay, give it back to the computer. No mic to Vic. Okay, 3 minutes to go. THC. Okay, go to AC. Some directs are on. KGOB max. Key release. Proceed. We're the final tram. Got a 618. D18 says we're there. Okay, we'll enter that. 204, do you want a gimbal test option? Yes. Plus 2, minus 2, 0. Plus 2, minus 2, 0. 3,004. Okay, we have the trim. With 3 minutes to go. Okay, limit cycles back off. Looking at burn, we'll go right to high. DET looks good. Got a 20-second burn. Shut down on 21 seconds. Standby. Half CMC, GDC, big command, limit cycle off, dead bend man, rate to high, trans control powers off. X are both on, CMC auto. Okay, there we go, missed one. That one rate two on the old VMAX. Big command, all four gimbal motors are on, we're CSM and the CG. That's on logic. Difference roll, roll, alpha, S4B, pitch is auto. DET is working armed. Okay, it's 16, auto RCS selects on. Circuit breakers are still good. Dum 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 dum. Okay, I'll wait for 30 seconds on all the normal trans control power and the Delta B thrust A switch. Three. MSG, EMS to normal, crash control power is on. And Delta V thrust A is on. Okay, 4 jet, 12 seconds. Okay, we have LH. Okay. 699, proceed. 3, 1, okay, whoa, there we go, we got ignition. About 87, okay, number 2 is coming on, we're up to 90 on the Delta VC. Okay, 913, looking good. Okay, roll air is off, that's alright, we're done. 3, 1, shut down, automatic. Okay, minus 9.5 on the EMS. Okay, 366.8, let's proceed to stop the rates here. 6.8. Okay, man, look at those 85s. I'm a little bit off, but that's good. Okay, pitch 2. Got it. Yaw 2. Got it. And number 1. Got it. Number 1. Got it. Okay, servo thrust is off. Yeah, let's see. I've forgotten what it feels like. That's pretty neat. Okay, that was okay. So now we got a 0.3 in there. That's an X anyhow. Y is 0, that's all we want. Z is alright, so we'll just leave it that way. I'll proceed with changes again. That just changed. Okay, 00, enter. Okay, verb 6, noun 20, enter. Okay, I presume you read the disk there, haven't you been to Houston?
Yes, sir.
Time, as near as I can tell, was pretty good. What VGX, what did I say, 366.8, I think. Delta VC is a minus 9.5. Tail off is 11 or something. 12.2. Okay, let's get some more switches on. Trans control power. Okay, locked. Locked. Trans control powers are off. Directs are off. Direct all these circuit breakers are open. Pitch were yaw on are open. Okay, EMS function is off. Load to stamp. Eight two. Okay, we can over get the bus ties. Yeah, it's a neat burn, huh?
Feels more like an airplane that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like an afterburner that time. Okay, Batbus, AC is off. AC is off. Not too bad. Okay, we're in lane A. Let's see, full oxidizer is. Point 6. Fuel is 28.4. Micro. And balance is minus Let's see, about 460, I guess. Thing going in the right direction.
We don't think the bugs really ever stabilized.
I don't think it did either.
And Ron, we're ready to give you some new stuff in the computer whenever you pass by and can give us accept.
Okay, you have accept. While you're doing that, I'll do the post SPS sim prep cue card.
Ready?
Now that thing kicks you in the seat of the pants. I guess I must have been floating off of the seat a little bit more this time than I was on the rest of the burns. Okay, pen camera power is off. And the object power should go to deploy or retract. Down is A, down is B. Deploy and retract. Got to inhibit all jets. Okay, well, I'll accept the roll right now. Now I'll just inhibit the Bravo 1, Delta 1, and then I can start the, here's the tap now. Are you through the computer?
Okay, we're through. It's your computer.
Okay. Runway 2 are on. Off now. Camera laser altimeter open. Harbor pole in the gray. 0, enter. Sussex, Zimbe, around the moon. Okay. Attitudes. And I'm going to make a cup of coffee.
Ron, I've got your pan camera photo pads when you're ready.
Okay, stand to be ready to copy.
Okay, T start 183-4841. T stop 184-0643.
Now, Ken, I'm just now remembering one of your comments from 16 that we didn't get done on this. Extra. Com carrier. Cloth. Cloth, com carrier, you know.
Uh-huh.
Don't need any extra electronics, but you sure could use another cloth hat.
you can wash it off. You'll probably do that inadvertently.
I already have. I didn't wash it with the right thing, though.
I was wondering if you'd own up to that. Hey, the good doctor over here says that your traces are flat lines. And thought you ought to be aware of that.
Oh, they are?
Do you feel okay?
Yeah, let me, they're kind of itching. They're kind of itching. Yeah, I'm okay. But they're kind of itching anyhow. I feel like I ought to change them. So,
okay. That would really make him happy.
I wonder if they're flat lines. It's unplugged.
Okay.
That's something sooner.
Alrighty, we're about 4 minutes from LOS, and all
our
systems have been looked at, and they're all looking okay. So, guess we'll see you on the t'other side.
Okay. How's my stuff now that I got plugged in?
We don't see anything yet.
Then, huh? Well, I need to change them anyhow, so...
Okay.
I'll try to...
It looks like you hit something there when you did that.
I'm just shaking my coffee.
I tell you, it sure put life in the signal. How are those binoculars working out?
Hey, they're working real good. I find I have a bit of a problem holding them still, though.
Yeah, they're about the max magnification, I think, that you can handhold. Have you tried looking in in Earthshine at it and see if you pick up anything there?
Let enough light through, I don't think, in Earthshine. In other words, you can see better with the naked eye, but they don't let enough light through the binocs to enhance your image capability at all.
Okay, I was curious because I noticed in the dark shadows and the daylight side that it did bring out things that you couldn't see with the naked eye. I guess that's contrast that does that.
Yeah, I noticed that too. You can look down in the shadow of a crater where you've got the sun down there, but you have more backlighting or something. You know, but you can see that pretty good with the naked eye, anyhow. Earthshine, about all I can get out of Earthshine really are differences in albedo, and you can get some textural. Not so much textural differences, but terrain bumps and humps and flow fronts and craters, you know.
I wish I was there with you.
I tell you, I had no idea how interesting and how much fun it would be. After the first day and I finally got over the, I guess you, I don't know, you call it the effects of adapting to zero G or something. But you're just a little bit woozy. You don't, really don't feel like doing a heck of a lot that first day up. So it's good that the first day is kind of.
This is Apollo Control, Command Module America, passing behind the moon on the end of the 48th lunar orbit. 48 minutes until the crew of Challenger is wakened at Taurus Littrow. During the just completed frontside pass, the Command Module pilot Ron Evans completed the lunar orbit plane change maneuver, which went nominally on time with a velocity change of 366 feet per second using the service propulsion system engine. Just prior to that, before he appeared on the front side of the moon, a small trim maneuver was performed using the forward-firing reaction control system thrusters. This maneuver was to trim up the orbit from some dispersions that had grown during the lunar orbit period that America has been in motion about the moon. The gold team of flight controllers is handing over at the moment to their replacements after about a 12-hour shift. The oncoming team is the white team of flight controllers headed up by Eugene Krantz. There will not be a change of shift press briefing of the off-going shift. 47 minutes to wake up for the surface crew, Schmidt and Cernan. And at 182.57, this is Apollo Control.
This is Apollo Control at 183 hours, 32 minutes. We're about 14 minutes away from the scheduled wake-up time for Apollo 17, the Lunar Module crew. However, they beat us to the punch this morning, and we just got a rousing rendition of Good Morning to You, sung by the crew of Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt on the lunar surface. Surgeon reports that the two crewmen appear to have gotten a good night's sleep, 6 to 7 hours. And we'll pick up with the taped replay of that good morning rendition from the crew and then follow it live.
Good morning, Challenger, and thank you for the vocal rendition from the moon there.
Well, we thank you for your kind music. We wanted to let you know we were thinking about you this morning, Gordy.
You just beat us to it, but
we decided
to play it anyway because it's such a pretty selection.
I think it's very apropos at the moment. I guess I can just wait for Hail Purdue, huh?
Yeah, just stand by. You'll probably hear it before you get back.
Hey, we've been stirring for about 15 or 20 minutes. We're in the midst of a nice hamburger omelet and assorted accessories. Matter of fact, it's all over it. And if you give me 5 minutes, I'll be ready to go on the pings, unless you want to start at center.
Okay, well, no hurry. Finish up and get cleaned up there. And the only change, we have some change in the timing as far as the checklist, so we can gain back the time we're behind now, which is actually less than an hour. And the only hardware change other than deletions is to that we'd like you to leave Demand Reg A closed at all times. So whenever you come across a place that says open at cabin or egress, so we'd like you to leave it closed.
Okay, Gordy, we got you on that. And Gordy, could I have a quick status report on America and Challenger?
You bet. America is just as good as gold. Just like always, Ron got off the trim burn on the back side, followed by a good plane change on the front side. In fact, the GNN cut off with a tenth and or less in all axes. Didn't even need to trim it. So he's in about a 62 and a half circular, I believe, and waiting for you to come up and join him.
Okay, how's his consumable?
Stand by. Okay, America's consumables are great, and so are yours. There is a possibility we may have to switch to ascent water just prior to liftoff, but everything really is in good shape.
Those are good words, Gordy. Thank you. Hey, Gordy, in honor of one of your comm handovers last night, and in the tradition of Apollo 8, I've got a paraphrase of a familiar poem for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's the week before Christmas and all through the limb. Not a commander was stirring, not even Cernan. Their samples were stowed in their places with care, in hope that with you they soon will be there. And Cernan, Gene in his hammock and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long, short lunar nap. And up on the comm loop there rose such a scatter, I sprang from my hammock to see what was the matter. Sun on the breast of the surface below gave the luster of objects as if in snow. And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature rover and 8 tiny reindeer and a little old driver so lively and quick I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. I heard him explain as the over the hills, heated speed. Merry Christmas to all, and to you all, Godspeed.
Very good.
Gordo, that's the first time I heard that, and I gotta say that was beautiful.
I agree. Did the LMP get any sleep, or did he spend all night composing that?
People always said we ought to have a poet in space. I don't think we've made it yet. No, for some reason, I really woke up with one of your handovers last night, and that was how I went back to sleep.
That poetic offering was from Jack Schmidt.
It did. They are fun.
That's Jack.
We're about 15 seconds now from reacquiring America and its 49th revolution of the moon.
Challenger Houston, one update for the post-sleep procedure. I understand you brought in the LMP's camera, and we want to be sure you get that into the jet bag before the final jettison here. And by the way, your stay for that final jettison.
Okay, Gordy, it's already in the jet bag. Thank you. And Gordy, you might make some notes that before I put it in there, I took another black and white window pan with Mag Nancy.
Okay, Jack, roger.
Colonel, on Reg A, that is, you interpret that as just a small leak by the reg? That it would be usable if you had to?
That's affirmative, Gino. It's a small, slow leak, and it is usable if needed.
Okay, thank you. It's summing up so far. I think that's all the system anomalies we got, isn't it?
That's all I can think of at the moment. I do have revised times for the rest of the lunar surface checklist, which at a convenient time I can give to you so that you'll have a how goes it as you go on down the line here.
Why don't you give them to us now, Gordy?
Okay, turn to page 7-9. Okay, 7-9, LGC IMU power up. Change that time from 183.04 to 184.10. The eat period time is now 184.20. Turn the page, and the 183.59 above park rendezvous radar is now 185.05. Next page, Don Suits at 185.15. Go to the next page. prep for equipment jettison is 185.50. And the same page, helmet glove donning is 185.58. Next page, pressure integrity check 186.04. Cabin depress is 186.08. And hatch opening is 186.12. Next page, 7-14. Cabin repress is 186.15. Cabin cleanup for launch is 186.20. And on the following page, we're going to delete the P-22, but we'd like you to do all the procedures except those from verb 95 enter through poo enter, inclusive the center section of procedures. So you'll still be closing the rendezvous radar breakers, going to LGC and parking the antenna and copying pads. Over.
Okay, we're going to delete everything from verb 95 through poo on P-22. That's center of the page.
That's affirmative. And then the next page, cabin prep for ascent is 186.45. And instead of 39 minutes, we're going to have you do that in 3 minutes. And you'll actually, you should have a little more time than that since you get up early. That puts you right back with the timeline at liftoff minus an hour and 15 at 186.48. Over.
Okay, top of 7-15 where we pick up what was going to be the beginning of the P-22. You got a time up there?
I guess we'll just have to work that in with the cabin cleanup time. We had deleted that whole time block, but you do have to catch those procedures.
Okay, and then the times on a top of 7-10 for a P-22 are not applicable, and I guess you'll give us an update for a P-57 liftoff time.
That's affirmative. There's a couple more changes coming at me here, but let me make sure I got them straight, and I'll call you later. Go ahead with whatever you were doing.
Okay. Gordy, if I get ready for the LGC IMU power up, I'll give you a call, even though it comes earlier, but I'd like to get that started as soon as we're ready to start it.
Okay, we concur with that.
Hey, Gordy, as far as the food, medication, and sleep goes, no medication. Gene had 5 hours of good sleep. I had probably around my usual six, in spite of my poetic inclinations. And the food, we continue to do well, I believe. We've eaten a wet pack of peas last night. We got one this morning. We've eaten our scrambled eggs and sausage yesterday. And if we run out of juices and tea, and which is somewhat of an inconvenience, I might say. And if you got any specific questions, I can fill you in on it. But I think food-wise, we've done pretty well.
Can you give us a feel on the fluid intake?
Well, that's what I was trying to do by saying we drunk all the juices and tea. Plus, Gene in particular takes water from the hose.
Okay, Jack, fine. Sounds good.
is Apollo Control at 183 hours, 49 minutes. Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt aboard Challenger on the lunar surface after having gotten up about 15 minutes early, now having breakfast. They're a bit behind in the timeline, but we expect to have them caught up by the time they are about an hour and a half prior to lunar liftoff, which is when we begin the really busy period of liftoff preparations. And everything appears to be going along very smoothly at this time. The crew's early arising caught us a little unprepared here in Mission Control. We had our own wake-up tune to play up to them this morning, which was to be the title theme from the motion picture 2001, A Space Odyssey. However, they beat us to the punch with their own wake-up song to the control center, and we'll play that back for you at this time.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear Gordy. Good morning to you.
And after giving us a few minutes to catch our bearings, we hit them with the theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey. Since then, things have been going along pretty much normally. The poetic offering was from Jack Schmidt, who said it was for all the kids back home. It was his version of The Night Before Christmas. We have reacquired Ron Evans aboard the Command Module America, and everything is progressing very smoothly aboard that vehicle. We're on separate communication circuits at the present time, and will be up until the revolution prior to LEM liftoff, at which time we'll switch back to a single air-to-ground circuit, a single spacecraft communicator operation, and be able to follow the operations in both vehicles simultaneously. That will be at acquisition of signal on the CSM's 51st revolution.
Okay, Gordy, it's pink power up time.
Okay, Gino, and I've got a couple more items to completely clean up the checklist whenever you can get to that.
I'll let Jack give you a call. I'm going to start on the pigs if you're ready. Gordy, you ready for the pigs?
That's affirmative. Finally got you a go to start it as per checklist.
Okay, there's the pro. I did get the restart. I got the NOAT, the DAP, gimbal lock lights, and a program alarm lights on.
Roger.
Mark, if the gimbal operate breaker is closed.
Roger.
That's the IMU operate breaker. And I'll stand by for 90 seconds.
And we're ready for power amp primary and high bit rate.
Okay, you got it. Gordo self-test is complete and it's go, and I'll give you an e-memory dump.
Okay, we're ready, standing by for it. And while it's coming, I could give you the update for the next page.
Okay, it's coming at you, and you can go with the updates on the next page.
Okay, page 7-10, your P-57 liftoff time, upper right corner, is 188-01-4385. Over.
Okay, Gordy, P-57 liftoff time, 188-01-4385.
That's affirmative, and then we'd like you to delete all the steps below that liftoff time from the AT3 Datastar info box through the verb 32 after for the remaining Datastars and after last star. In other words, just delete all between the box and up to circuit breaker AOT lamp open. And of course, there'll be no P22 time. Over.
Okay. Delete all the Datastar information between the start of that box and after last star, verb 34, enter, 00, enter.
That's correct. And then turn to page 7-15. We're changing. We looking here a little closer. We find that the radar is already in good position, so you can delete all procedures on page 7-15 except copy SN pad, CSI pad, and LEMDAP weight.
Okay, we deleted everything but the last three lines on that page.
Okay, on page 7-12, back up a couple pages. In the lower right corner there in the blank space, you might jot down 185.58 VHF check with command module. And that'll be according to the procedures on 7-15 in the box. You might just parenthesis 7-15 to remind you where the procedure is, but the comm check will come during that time when you're prepping for equipment jettison or right around there.
Okay, we got that.
Okay, that's all we got for you. And we have the EMOD dump, okay?
We're on Fluent Data, and we're standing by for your uplink. And how long does that AOT heater breaker have to be open? I pushed it in at 184.08.
Okay, I'll get an answer on that, and I think we'll be coming with the uplink here shortly. see no time constraint on that AOT breaker, except if it's foggy, it hasn't been in long enough.
Thank you, Gordy.
Challenger, here comes your uplink.
Okay. Thank you.
Challenger, it's your computer. You have a state vector, a time increment, and an RLS.
Thank you, Gordy.
We're copying your ticker loud and clear. I'll say your voice.
Okay. Gordy, Gene, I'm going off the air.
Okay, Gino.
Okay, Gordo, this is CDR. You ought to have me all back up on the common biomed now.
Okay, Gino, looking good.
CDR, CRD is 17045.
Okay, got that.
LMP is 24150.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 185 hours, 40 minutes. And we're about 45 seconds now from reacquiring the command module on its 50th revolution of the moon. during this frontside pass, Ron Evans, aboard America, among other things, will be performing some landmark tracking using the optics equipment on the command module. This will provide information on the precise orbital plane of the command module. That information then to be fed into the lunar module guidance system and used in the targeting of the lunar module for liftoff and subsequent rendezvous with the CSM. On the lunar surface aboard Challenger, Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt have completed suit-up. They're in the suits, unpressurized, without helmets and gloves on at the present time, and appear to be about 20 minutes behind the timeline. They've made up about 10 of the 30 minutes they were down, and it looks like they'll have no problem getting caught up about an hour and 15 minutes before liftoff, with liftoff essentially on time. However, as we mentioned earlier, the LEM liftoff will be about 1 minute 10 seconds earlier than the pre-flight flight plan called for. Liftoff, based on the preliminary information generated by the flight dynamics officer, to occur at 188 hours, 1 minute, 44 seconds. And we'll expect to have the flight dynamics officer's final numbers for liftoff probably about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes prior to liftoff.
Down the helmets and gloves.
Okay.
Okay, Gordon, we're going to press on, but don't let us miss 185.58 for the VHF check, will you?
Sure won't. We're watching them. Challenger, Houston, we're getting close to the bottom on descent water. We're expecting to have to switch to ascent water sometime in the next hour. We'll give you a call.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Riflet covers. Dawn Riflet covers. And my right drum is on and locked, verified. I just came to the end of my grief. That'll be a good time, because if everything goes the way it's supposed to, I shouldn't put on these EV gloves anymore. But you use that in your IV? No, I don't need it with my IV. Mine are all on and verified. Lock, back into flow. We got 8 minutes to the comm check, so let's press on. If you get in the middle of the integrity check, we can do it. This won't take long. You know when you can tap it with your glove?
I will.
Okay. Certainly. Sluggish today. Turn that off. Well, I did once, Gene, and it helped. I started to run out of air.
Cernan and Schmidt are fully suited at this time, running pressure integrity checks on the suits prior to depressurizing the cabin and jettisoning about 45 pounds of unneeded equipment.
Okay, stay safe in that way. Pressure integrity check. Suit shall not be maintained elevated pressure greater than 5 minutes. Okay. Suit gas diverter, pull the egress, verify. Okay, that's verified. Cabin gas return egress, verify. Egress, verify. Suit circuit release, close. Unclose. Okay, we will leave pressure reg A, close.
Sure.
Pressure reg B, direct O2, and we'll go up to 374 on a cup gauge, and then you want to go to egress on it.
Okay.
Okay, go on up. I'm in direct O2. Yeah, suit circuit's coming up. Hey, suit circuit's about 7-2 now. And it should be coming off the peg shortly. I'm off the peg, and I'm off the peg. You can stop it on your cup gauge.
Yep,
I will. 37. Three, five. Okay, go to egress. I'm in egress. Okay, mark it. Cage 1375. And CR was 375. At about 4 minutes for VHF. My suit's gonna be good. That's the whole circuit.
Yeah, I know.
It's about the same. About 10 seconds to go. Okay, mark it. CDR dropped from 375 to 360. Okay, suit circuit release auto. Hold your ears. Auto. Suit circuit pressure to cage to 4.8. Coming down. Okay, Jack, the next thing is depress, but before we do that, I think we ought to get this VHF check. It's only 10 minutes away.
Sure.
scratch on my helmet. Okay, Gordo, we're going to configure for the DHF here. Stand by for a call from the CMP.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
And we'll press on after that. Jack, you better make sure your volume's up. Your receive B, huh? We're A off in receive B on the audio. Hey, what do we do once we hear him? Okay, when you hear him, go to, I'll be answering him, is the first thing. And then, and then DHF, no, then
A to TR, yeah.
You want A transmitter voice range, then A to TR, and then A transmitter off. After conversation, okay? So as soon as you hear him, you want the DHF A transmitter to voice range.
Yep, I'll do
that. He's gonna try to lock up on us, I guess, huh? Check out his DHF ranging, so we'll have to be quiet once we get established.
Coming up in about 2 minutes, we'll have a communications check from Challenger on the lunar surface to Ron Evans in America.
Open these suits.
Challenger, about 30 seconds to the comm check.
Okay, thank you, Houston. Challenger, you're loud and clear. Go to TR. Okay, Ron, you're loud and clear. How do you read that? Okay, you were very good on B on TR. You're in the mud a little bit. On A.
Okay, I'm just transmitting a duplex problem.
Oh, okay, that's better. You must have turned away from your mic. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing great now. Standing by for you. I'm going to take do a little landmark tracking. I'm going to go to this time.
Okay. Okay, you in voice range, Jen?
Yes, I am.
Ron, are you going to do any ranging at all?
Negative on ranging.
Okay, senior launch clear. How's America looking to you?
Hey, outstanding, I tell you. It's a beautiful bird.
We got a beautiful bird down here. We'll see you up there shortly.
Okay, you're kind of fading out a little bit.
Hang in there and keep your probe extended.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go VHF off.
Okay, we'll see you when you just prior to lift off then.
Okay, check VHF A transmitter off.
He's off.
That's all you need to do. Outstanding.
Okay, Challenger, you have a go from us for deep breaths.
Okay, stand by one. I doubt it. You might be able to. It's awful blurry, though. It'll be well sunlit up there. I doubt it. Okay, we have a go for deep press, Jack. On 16, ETF, can repress open?
A repress coming open.
Open. Why don't you watch your gauge, and I'm going to...
Guess I can turn my VHF off. There's enough.
Okay. I'm going to open the forward dump to auto to 3.5.
Okay, I'll watch.
Big call. Okay, coming down. Okay, that's 5, 4.5, 4, stand by,
Mark, 3-5.
Okay, verify. Circuit lockup 4-3 and decay. Okay, it's 4-5. Stand by for the decay. Oh man, I gotta go get that water step select. Hold the 2, huh?